our morning show from WRCO, we say good morning to Jody Cornell, who is the adult supervisor of Richland County Junior Dairy Breeders. I thought maybe you were in here running for office today, Jody.
Yeah, I could be, I guess.
Maybe you could. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's good to have you along today.
Probably don't have time for that, though, Phil.
You're a busy man. I know that. Well, let's talk about some of the upcoming events. The season is kind of getting underway for your organization, isn't it?
It is. We're hoping to kick off the year with our organizational meeting. And we're planning that for April 7th at the Fairgrounds office building on the Richland County Fairgrounds, hopefully 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday afternoon.
Who should attend that?
Okay, so our group is affiliated with 4-H, but we also, the main purpose of our group is to support youth in the exhibition of dairy cattle. So anyone who is of show age is more than welcome to come and join. And we also accept youth that may not actually be 4-H eligible, but still a lot of our dairy shows will have peewee showmanship, which is, I think, starts at maybe 8 years old. Some of them may even go a little younger than that, but we are happy to have anyone. And then it's kind of our goal to assist them in getting to being prepared for and exhibiting dairy cattle.
Do they have to be affiliated with a 4-H club or a group, or can they just do it on their own then?
Right. So they do not have to be affiliated with any other group to show with us, and other than our group. Our dues are 50 cents a year. It's not going to break the bank. And we only do that just because we need to have a dues. And then, yeah, they don't have to be affiliated with any other group other than us to exhibit. Most shows are open to youth. And like I said, they're even open to youth who are not necessarily 4-H age yet.
How long have you been affiliated with it?
A few years? I actually started the group back in 2000. And I started the group because mostly to benefit exhibitors at the Wisconsin State Fair. However, like I said, we show at, I think my list here has, it has 9 shows on it, and there are lots of other shows that we don't necessarily attend or that are too far away, but primarily the group was started to assist youth going to State Fair because the cost of going to State Fair had gotten so outrageous. I know that it had approached somewhere in the neighborhood of $400 to $500 per child, and that didn't even cover all of your meals and things. And I knew a family, I was good friends with a family who had 3 children. And so their mother was like, you know, Jody, this can't go on. We just can't afford to keep sending our kids at this cost. And so we formed this group to raise money and also to bring together other people who like to exhibit dairy cattle and make it so that kids didn't necessarily have to go out and buy everything that's required. I mean, so if you need a pair of clippers, we will loan you a pair of clippers. If you needed a show halter, we will loan you a show halter. And also we tried to bring together breeders who like to have their animals exhibited. So say I have 3 animals that I think are exhibit quality, but I don't have any children. I could say, would you like, 4-H offers a lease program, or it's not called a lease, but like a leasing program where you fill out some paperwork and you say, I'm going to help take care of this animal. And for doing that, the owner will allow me to exhibit this animal at a show, county fair, the horse and colt show, maybe your school fair, like Ithaca School Fair or River Valley School Fair, wherever that might be. And so we again formed the group, and that helped bring some breeders together who said, yes, I have an animal that I really think would do well, but I don't have any children or grandchildren, maybe, you know, nieces, nephews, whatever. I don't have anyone who's really interested. Do you have anyone who would be interested in exhibiting this animal? And we could say, yes, we have so-and-so who actually lives in town and doesn't have their own animal, but seems to be rather dedicated to the project. They would be interested in taking care of a calf, learning the ins and outs, and exhibiting this animal.
It's kind of like a youth mentorship thing where you do that, isn't it, a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, hopefully, and you know, we have older kids. Two of the gals, at least one of the girls who went to State Fair last year is too old to go again this year. But a couple of the girls, I think one maybe has a year left, one has 2 years left. You know, they're older, they know what they're doing, and I love seeing youth, even at county fair, youth coming who are first year youth, second year youth, and our older youth all pitch in and say, hey, you know, do you need a little help with this? Do you want a little help with that? Come over and watch me. I'll clip on my animal. Then we'll go work on your animal, you know, whatever. Grooming it, preparing it for the show morning. You see, sometimes I'll have a parent say, I don't know anything about this, so who's going to help? Well, the older kids will kick in. Even some of the adults who know what they're up to will help someone else out and just show them what's going on. And that's a really great thing to see.
Does your group help organize the transportation of animals too? Because I'm guessing that's a big thing too, isn't it?
So if someone needs help getting to a show, if it's one that we're going to, we'll definitely help you. Otherwise, we can see if we can find someone who's going to a show. Because like I said, we don't attend every show. We make it to a lot of shows, especially ones that are closer in this area. But that's something we can definitely work, you know, try to work with you on as well, is trying to get, you know, if you need transportation and we're going, we'll try to work that out with you, or we'll try to help you find somebody who is going, maybe from the local area.
How was 2023? Was it a good season, Jody?
It was a good season, yeah. It was a really good year. We had three girls took, oh boy, see, I should have made notes. We had three girls, and they took, I think they took five animals down to State Fair. And we actually placed pretty good for, you know, small counties, small number of animals, but we placed really well. The girls did really well. We placed second overall in small herdsmanship, which means the girls took care of their animals really well, kept the barn cleaned up, all the stuff that goes with herdsmanship, interacting with the public, all the things that go with herdsmanship, the girls did really well to place second overall. And they're, I'm just kind of guessing, but I'm guessing there's at least 25 small groups down there and about the same number of large groups. So to place in the top five in either one of those groups is a really good measure of how well you did taking care of everything.
Let's talk about this season then. How does the 2024 show season look, Jody?
So 2024 is, you know, it's going to be busy, and it starts pretty sudden. The first show that that would be attended, and we're going to this one if anyone's interested, is the Spring Dairy Showcase, which is held in Madison. It's a state show, Wisconsin show, and that's the April 24th and 27th. So that's already, you know, that's only just a little over a month away, which is kind of scary. And that is for all breeds. That's for all dairy breeds. May 1st to the 4th in Viroqua is the Wisconsin Jersey Spring Spectacular, and that is only jerseys. And even though it's called the Wisconsin Spring Spectacular, it's actually open to Jersey breeders across the country. Then there's a Spring Colors Show. I believe that's in Jefferson, and that's May 17th and 18th, and that is the colored breeds, the Ayrshires, the Brown Swiss, the Guernseys, and the Shorthorns. It does not include Holsteins or Jerseys. Then the Parish 3 show in Mineral Point is June 14th and 15th, and that, again, is the colored breeds. There's no Holsteins at that, but they're, all the other breeds show there. The Canton 3 show is June 13th, and that's at Mineral Point, right ahead of Protein Show, and that is for Brown Swiss. And then the District 2 Holstein Show is at Black River Falls this year. That's July 1st, and the District 3 Holstein Show is in Lancaster, and that's July 8th, and those are both Holstein only. And then, of course, State Fair, the big one, that runs this year from July 30th through August 4th. And we'll be discussing that at our meeting, of course, but I believe entries are due sometime in May. I think they've backed that up just a little bit. Could be towards the middle of late May, but they're due in May. And then Also with that, you have to be able to choose your which group you're going with. And they've changed up State Fair a lot over the last few years here. Now we have what's called a volunteer coordinator, and that would be me. And actually, anyone is eligible from across the state to go with us. They have to basically apply or ask if they can go with our group. And then they have to meet any criteria that our group has set forth, which is not very difficult. Our group's only real criteria is that you participate in some of the meetings that we have. If you can't make them all, that's understandable, but you need to participate in some of the meetings, and you need to participate in one of the public service things that we do. And those aren't too difficult. We already had one, and that was we actually rang the bell for the Salvation Army. We do that. And then the other one that we do is we work at Dairy Breakfast and help Annette out with that. And those are really the two that we do at this time. So if you've already missed ringing the bell, there's still the opportunity to work at the Dairy Breakfast with us, and that would be your public service for the community service for the year. And really, that's all we ask. It's not very difficult to be part of our group.
That's interesting, because, you know, I always think of it as a Richland County or Southwest Wisconsin organization, but you can be from anywhere in the state. Is that a change?
It is. That changed about 5 years ago. They changed that. And we used to be called chaperones, and they went away from that. And it all has to do with the fair's liability. And, you know, there's just so the world has changed so much. And so they have changed to kind of maybe like meet the new world criteria. And so we have a different title, and then we also have a different status as far as like what we are supposed to be doing when we're there. And because of that, they changed it so that, well, I guess, you know, truthfully, it's never really been that you had to go with your county. It just seems like people go with the people who are from their area. But they've opened that up that you can go from anywhere in the state. So if I wanted to go with, say, Bayfield County, I could go with them. It's just I would have to meet the criteria for the group from that area. And they aren't all even counties. Some counties have as many as three different groups in the county. Of course, you always have people that don't get along great or whatever, and so they form different groups. There's no criteria as to far as like, okay, your county can have one group, or your county has to be the Richland County group. We could just be called the Pine River Dairy Club, or the Pine River Cattle Showers or something, and there could be another group from the Little Willow group, you know, and we could still both go and represent basically kind of the same area, but just be two different groups.
So right now, I'm guessing at this point, obviously, they have to have animals lined up and things like that. But if somebody doesn't, if somebody has some animals and maybe there's a youth that could show them, should they contact you, Jody?
Yes, they can contact me. So you can call me. My number is 608-647-0093. You can email me. My email is redneckcornell@yahoo.com. Or if you are on Facebook Messenger, we actually have a Messenger page, Richland County Dairy. And then we also have Richland County State Fair. Both groups are on there. I post anything that's primarily to do with State Fair goes on the State Fair site, of course. And then everything that we post on the Richland County site. So if people want to keep up with what's going on with shows, or they have any questions, you can certainly put them up on there. Sometimes other people will answer you if I don't see it right away. I'm not a real tech guy, but if I don't see it right away, sometimes other people will answer. And we have lots of good people who are on both Facebook pages. So you might get an answer from someone else, or you might get an answer from me. Just depends on sometimes I don't know the answer. So but yes, you can contact me if you have any questions, and it's not too late. I mean, I would hope that you're kind of starting to pick out the heifer in the pen that you like the best and maybe starting to work with her, but you know, it's never too late until the deadline is there. But yeah, I would think that you'd be starting to pick that animal out at this point and starting to get some work, get some halter time at least teach them that.
Not too far down the road, of course, your meetings, your shows, and then, of course, here in the county, you always talk about the Richland County Fair, too.
Oh, yeah.
That gets here before we know it, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it'll be here way before we know it, and I love the county fair. There's just such great people and great camaraderie, and even though the youth are vying for top prize or whatever, you see our youth really come together and bring each other up, and it just... I really like that part about the county fair.
That's why you still do this, right?
Yeah, I guess. Every year it asks on our form how long we've been, if we've been a chaperone and how long we've, or a volunteer at state fair. And this year I actually put 28 years down. So I did it for a while. Then I didn't do it for, a 2 or 3 year stint. I didn't actually go. And then I got back into it And I like it. I like going down with the youth. I like being part of it. And actually, we've always had a good group of kids from this area who go along. And so that makes it more enjoyable, too.
Truthfully, you probably like the fried Snickers and Twinkies, too, don't you?
Last year, the girls wanted to see if we could have a contest and eat everything that came on a stick. We didn't get through it. There's 93 things offered on a stick, and we didn't make it. So, yeah, there's a few weird ones that maybe you want to kind of avoid, but, yeah. They serve just about anything you can think of on a stick down there.
That wouldn't have been a very pleasurable ride home if you ate all 93 things on a stick. Probably.
Yeah, you'd have had to spread it out.
Pretty
for
ill.
Sure.
Well, again, we want to reiterate, April 7th is an important date. You hope that people will come out. What are the times and the dates and the meeting spot there?
Yep, 1 o'clock, hopefully at the fairgrounds office. If you want to check on the Facebook page or give me a call to check for sure, or I might even get back to you guys and have you put it on community calendar. But that's hopefully our date, and our time would be 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. And we'll keep it as short as we can, but we want to get everybody talked to and make sure we know who wants to, and anybody who wants to gets to go to shows. So.
Thanks for stopping by today, Jody.
Yeah, thank you, Phil.
Good to see you again. Jody Cornell joining us, Adult Supervisor, Richland County Junior Dairy Breeders.